Hello and welcome to this program from FGM TV, bringing you news and views of Falun Gong in the week of August 1, 2001. I'm Susan Mitchell. Falun Gong is also called Falun Dafa. It is an ancient system from China for cultivating the body, mind, and spirit to harmonize with the characteristic of our universe, truth, compassion, forbearance, Zhen Shan Ren. In the news this week, police in Hebei province burn a female practitioner to death and call it self-immolation. A Montreal wife begins a two-week vigil to free her Falun Gong husband in China. A medical professor testifies to personally experiencing the miraculous healing effects of Falun Gong. The dramatic escape from China of a practitioner who was badly burned by police. The positive effects of an international letter writing and telephone campaign. Stories of how authorities who tortured practitioners are now suffering themselves for their bad deeds. And finally, never too young to meditate, pictures of one of the youngest practitioners. Our top story this week comes from Baiguo Town, Macheng City of Hebei Province. A street cleaner who was an eyewitness stated that police dragged Wang Huajin, a 36-year-old female Falun Gong practitioner, outside of the city hall, drenched her with gasoline, and set her on fire, reporting that it was self-immolation. She was found face up with one ear missing and two deep stab wounds in her throat. Mrs. Wang's husband was brought in from Wuhan, where he was working, to identify his wife's body. He was told by local government officials that he was not allowed to launch an investigation of the case. The people from her village who sent her body to be cremated could tell that she had been severely tortured before being burned to death, but the village authorities forbade them to spread the news. The government of China has refused to release Shen Li Lin, the husband of Canadian Jin Yu Li, who lives in Montreal. Shen Li Lin is a Canadian landed immigrant and has been suffering in the Dafeng labor camp in Jiangsu province of China since January 2000, more than 18 months. He was due to be released on July 23rd, when suddenly his sentence was extended for another 6 months, without explanation. Furthermore, Shen Li's brother has now been arrested and sent to the same labor camp. Human rights group Amnesty International considers Shen Li Lin a prisoner of conscience and has appealed on his behalf. In an open letter to the Canadian public on July the 24th, Jin Yu pledged to maintain a 24-hour-a-day vigil for 2 weeks outside the Chinese embassy in Ottawa. She wrote, "To date, my family members have been arrested a total of 14 times. All of them have been tortured both physically and mentally for not giving up Falun Gong, a meditation practice which focuses strictly on self-improvement. During the past 18 months of my husband's incarceration, no one has been allowed to visit him. Nobody knows what is happening to him. I cannot even send him a letter. It is a tragic fact that China is again on a trail of self-destruction, targeting the best of Chinese culture, spreading lies and fabricating evidence. The persecution of Falun Gong, the quintessence of virtue, is the most shameless act ever committed by any government in the history of mankind." Many people have benefited in miraculous ways from Falun Gong. We recently received a letter from a medical professor in China. She said, "I have been teaching pharmacology and conducting research in a medical school for 22 years. Before practicing Falun Gong, I constantly suffered from more than 10 chronic illnesses, including migraines, cholecystitis, and Schimmelbusch's disease, a proliferation of the mammary gland, despite more than 10 years of medical treatment. On June 21, 1994, I attended Li Hongzhi's Falun Dafa class in Jinan, after which my illnesses disappeared completely without any further treatment. I haven't had the need to take even one pill for the last 7 years. Prior to that, even as a medical professor living inside a medical school, modern medicine could not cure my illnesses. Through practicing Falun Gong, my body changed miraculously in a short period of time. I personally experienced the wonder of Falun Dafa, a true and most extraordinary science. As a result, my confidence in the practice became rock solid and has continued such to this day." Falun Gong practitioners in Houston, Texas, held a press conference on July 28th to publicize the plight of Mr. Yong J. Tan. Mr. Tan had been arrested April 26th for distributing flyers calling for an end to the government's persecution of Falun Gong. He was beaten and sent without trial to the Ba Lo labor camp, where he was repeatedly tortured, including being hung by handcuffs with his feet only just touching the floor for more than 5 hours. On June the 2nd, three policemen tied him to a tree, heated an iron rod until it was glowing red, and then pressed the rod into 13 places on his legs. The policemen then took him to the countryside and dumped him there. Mr. Tan managed to make his way to Hong Kong, and from there on June the 10th, he stowed away in one of the crates on a cargo ship. After 14 days at sea, not knowing where he was sailing, he landed in Long Beach, California on June the 24th. A motorist saw him hitchhiking and drove him to Houston, where the police directed him to the Star of Hope shelter. On July 13th, the burns on his legs became open wounds, and he was sent to the Park Plaza Hospital. He required extensive skin graft surgery in the last 3 weeks to treat the 13 third-degree burns that extended deep down to the muscle tissue. Doctors say that it's a miracle that he survived, but we're happy to report that Mr. Tan is expected to make a complete recovery. Mr. Tan is only one of the victims of Jiang Zemin's campaign to exterminate Falun Gong at all costs. More than 50,000 practitioners are currently being held in detention. At least 600 healthy people have been incarcerated in mental institutions where they are forcefully injected with many different types of drugs. At least 258 people are known to have died as a result of torture while in custody, and 50 of those deaths were reported in the last month. Whenever possible, people in China supply names and telephone numbers of authorities who commit the atrocities against Falun Gong practitioners. These crimes and the contact numbers are published on the Clear Wisdom website for the world to read. For more than a year, with tremendous help from Amnesty International volunteers, there has been an international letter-writing and telephone campaign to contact those authorities and let them know that their crimes have been published on the Internet. They are also advised that when Jiang Zemin is no longer in power, they will be brought to justice to personally pay for their crimes. We have learned that when Shijiazhuang City Yudong Police Station was exposed for torturing and illegally sentencing 22 Falun Gong practitioners to a labor camp, letters of reprimand flooded into the station and phone calls came in from all over China and from all around the world. An official of the Political and Legal Committee said that exposing their crimes on Clear Wisdom Net is so effective that the policemen are even afraid to pick up a ringing telephone. We encourage our viewers to access the link on your screen and to make your voice heard to the authorities in China who are committing unspeakable crimes against humanity. Clear Wisdom Net is receiving daily reports telling how authorities died suddenly or suffered calamities soon after persecuting both the teachings and the practitioners of Falun Gong. We believe that it is a principle of heaven that good will be rewarded and evil will be punished. For instance, a female janitor in Jilin was assigned to tear down Falun Gong flyers that clarified the truth about the government's slander campaign. She died in an accident just 2 days after carrying out her assignment. Jin Yongjun, Vice Secretary of the Party Committee of Zhaokou Central Hospital of Henan Province, often persecuted Falun Gong practitioners. He was recently diagnosed with lung cancer. And finally, on our news today, never too young to meditate. The parents of this youngster wrote to us saying, "One day in August 1997, we suddenly realized our son was quiet. Upon taking a look, we found that he was actually doing the fifth set of exercises, a sitting meditation." By July the 7th, 2001, when this second photo was taken, you can see how he has now perfected sitting in the lotus position. Many of us wish that we were able to sit with such ease in that classic meditation pose. Thank you for joining us today. We invite you to tune in again to find out more about Falun Gong, an ancient and peaceful practice from China that teaches how to cultivate the body, mind, and spirit.